our swimmers did really well individually, and our relays did well, and all the other teams looked like they were doing real well. So it was good to compete when everybody's looking pretty sharp.
Were the times faster?
They were faster than they have been, yeah.
Okay.
So that's always good, especially when we were keeping up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids did real. We had a lot of lifetime bests. Yeah.
Wow. So who can we highlight or what events?
Our boys 200 free relay is looking real strong with Britton Erickson, Van Abbott, Rylan Wallace, and Ethan Clute Painter. They've been getting first and second, and they did that again this weekend. First one day and second the other. On Friday, our backstrokes were real strong. That was Maddie Whitethorn, Bryn Lister, and those two girls did real well in backstroke. On Friday, we did kind of our off events. We can swim two a day. Saturday, we swam our best two. Friday, we swam the next two back.
Backstroke seems like an event that they don't always right. compete in.
Not all the time. But those girls did. They had both had lifetime bests by 2 seconds.
So how do you decide to put them in that event then?
Well, they kind of decided.
They wanted to try it out.
Yeah.
Do something different.
And they'd been doing that for on and off for a while. Yeah, they for some reason that event just clicked on Friday night. And then on Saturday, our 500 swimmers, Alyssa Guthrie, Bryn Lister, Megan Parker, and Casey Evans, they all did really good in the 500. Long race. Our sprinters did pretty good. Maddie Whitethorn, Britton Erickson. He didn't think he did good, but I thought he did pretty good. Of course, he sets a pretty high standard.
So what does that tell you as a coach at this point in the season? What does this meet tell you?
That we're doing pretty good. That we're our fitness level's up. We're ready to go. We'll start tapering down the hard work starting now. So we have 2 weeks till regions.
So at this point, they're pretty much as conditioned as they're going to be.
Right. Yeah. Their fitness level is about as high as it's going to be. And then we start resting a little bit this week. Not so much this week, but quite a bit next week.
Okay. And then Regions is where?
Regions is in Juneau this year, Thunder Mountain High School.
Okay. And everybody goes. The team goes to that.
Yeah. Everybody goes.
And do you expect some swimmers to make state this year?
I do expect a few. Some of the older boys should make it. Rylan and Britton both missed going to state last year by hundredths of a second. I think Rylan missed in the fly by 3/100ths of a second. And Van was there last year. So those three. And our 200 free relay has a pretty good shot at getting there.
All right.
Which would include those three plus Ethan.
Well, look forward to seeing how Regions turns out.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, the meet was just good. We had, the kids are starting to set pretty high expectations. I saw some kids frowning at their best times because it wasn't quite what they wanted. The thing in swimming is breaking a minute and 100 free. That's just a thing in their head. Well, Maria Funt went 1:001.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that her personal best?
Yeah. Yeah, by a whole second, yeah.
So she swam the fastest she's ever swam in that event, but
still had a frowny face.
Well, it's good to have goals to,
yes.
to still look forward to. All right, well, thank you so much for the update.